Jeremiah chapter 51, message against Babylon concluded. It seems that Jeremiah 50 refers more to literal Babylon that shall never be rebuilt, and Jeremiah 51 refers more, according to a close study, to mystical Babylon. Compare Revelation 18 verse 4 with Jeremiah 51 verse 6. Jeremiah and John correspond concerning religious Babylon. For instance, Jeremiah 51 verse 7 compares with Revelation 18 verse 6, the golden cup. Jeremiah 51 verse 8 compares with Revelation 18 verse 2. Jeremiah 51 verse 13 compares with Revelation 17, 15, etc. Babylon is an organized system. As the Tower of Babel was spoiled, also will God spoil mystical Babylon in the end time. Religious and political Babylon are merging. Both will come together as one, the woman riding the beast, Revelation 17. Both are in revolt against God. The nations will be glad for this religious merger. They will receive her with open arms. God's retributive judgment will fall upon religious Babylon through political Babylon, the ten horns. Ten nations will destroy her. Political Babylon will continue for a short time. Political Babylon will be destroyed by Jesus Christ at his return. Antichrist will have his own religion. He will be setting up himself as God. Jeremiah chapter 51 verses 19 through 20. Israel will be the Lord's rod, his battle axe, and he will break the nations in pieces with them. Jeremiah 51 verse 37. Babylon shall become heaps without an inhabitant. Jeremiah 51 verse 41. Sheshach, originally a deified Babylonian king, refers to the Antichrist. Jeremiah 51 verses 59 through 64. Jeremiah commanded Seraiah, which means a quiet prince, to take these words of judgment against Babylon which were written in a book, and to read all these words in Babylon, where he would be taken captive. Then he should speak to the Lord concerning it, and bind a stone to it, and cast it into the midst of Euphrates, even as a sign of Babylon's sinking forever. God gave Jeremiah a vision, an inner sight of eternal things, which made him go on and never turn back. Jeremiah had a hard life. He had to preach to people who did not want to hear it. He may have thought they would listen, but he found they refused to listen. Then he had to prophesy judgment, which did come to pass. Jeremiah prophesied also of their restoration. Jeremiah chapter 52, a retrospect. Jeremiah 52 verses 1 and 2. King Zedekiah reigned under Nebuchadnezzar over Judah. His mother was the daughter of another Jeremiah. The prophet Jeremiah was not married. Zedekiah was wicked and was only 32 years old when he was taken captive. Coniah was the last king in God's will and reckoning. Jeremiah 52 verses 3 through 11. Through the anger of the Lord, Israel was cast out of their own land. Compare 2 Kings chapter 24. In the ninth year, the tenth month, and the tenth day of Zedekiah's reign, came Nebuchadnezzar to besiege Jerusalem. He rebelled. The city was besieged until the second year, when the city was taken and the defenders fled by night. Compare Jeremiah 39 verses 1 and 2. Zedekiah's advisors, who had stirred him to rebel, forsook him. Zedekiah fled also. In Riblah, in the land of Hamath, were his sons slain before him, his eyes put out, and he was carried as a prisoner to Babylon, where he died. Compare Ezekiel 12 verse 13. Ezekiel was taken captive in the second relay. Jeremiah 52 verses 12 through 27. In the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar, the temple, the king's house, and the houses of Jerusalem were all burned. The great people of Judah were taken captive, and some were slain. The gold, silver, and brass of the temple were taken to Babylon. Belshazzar, the last king of Babylon, defiled the captured vessels of the temple. Daniel chapter 5. Jeremiah chapter 52 verses 28 through 30. This describes three deportations of the people of Judah, altogether 4,600 people that were taken away. They were taken first in the seventh year, Jeremiah 52 verse 28. Second, in the 18th year, Jeremiah 52 verse 29. And third, in the 23rd year, Jeremiah 52 verse 30 of Nebuchadnezzar. Three Jewish kings reigned during that time. The restoration of Israel will also be in stages. Jeremiah 52 verses 31 through 34. Nebuchadnezzar's son, Evil-Merodach, king of Babylon, favored Jehoiakim, who reigned 3 months in Israel. The present captivity of the Jews began in 70 AD, Roman captivity, because they rejected God's son. They are being restored in relays. We are living in the end of Gentile times. One war restored partially the land of Palestine to the Jews through the Allies. After the end of the second war, they will receive more. We are anxiously watching the outcome of this present condition. The third war will finish God's purpose. Sister Bodie's words in 1940. Note that in 1948, Israel became a nation in their homeland as a result of World War II. Blessed be God's holy name. The Messiah will appear soon. Hallelujah. After the silence of ages, after the waiting of years, he cometh, the answer to sages, the vision foretold by the seers. Quickly as lightning that flashes, brighter than sun in its beam, he cometh, the mighty Jehovah, but not as the dreamer of dreams. Regal in splendor he cometh, scepter of iron to sway, all glorious the king in his triumph upon his inaugural day. Comes for the help of his people, conqueror, faithful and true, and calls for the parted blue heavens. Behold, I will make all things new. Then shall the world feel the power of the great king in array. For long has it waited, Messiah, its ransom from sin soon to pay. Earth shall be filled with his knowledge as waters cover the sea. And then for one glorious millennium, all men shall be happy and free.